beans. Mm-hmm. Did you raise any of these large, flat, yellow beans?
Butter beans?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
What'd you have to do to those before you could cook them?
Well, we had to hull them.
Uh-huh. And how about these beans that you serve in the pod? Did you raise those?
Yeah.
What did you call those?
Snap beans.
Uh-huh. And how about edible tops of root vegetables? Maybe the tops of turnips or some kale?
We call that turnip greens.
Uh-huh.
Mustard greens.
They're pretty good too, aren't they?
Yeah, you can eat them.
I see you don't like them. I got some.
I like a mess or two, and yeah. Then that's all I want.
Yeah, that's about the way it is with me. I like a little variety. But I just assume not prolong it with those. After a while, it seems that I'm just eating the garbage. Did you raise corn?
Yes, quite lots of corn.
What did you call it when you pick corn and take it in for the table?
Roast ears.
Uh-huh.
Roasting ears.
Was that any special kind of corn, or just...
Well, they do have a special kind of corn for roasting ears. It's sweeter than the field corn.
Uh-huh.
However, I like the field corn.
Uh-huh. If you get it good and fresh before it gets
dry. Oh, you've got to get it at the right time. You know, just a few days as it stays before you can eat it.
When the milk is in the kernel?
Yeah.
Makes my mouth water just to think of it. What did you call the outer covering on that?
Shuck.
And how about the stuff that stuck up on top of the shuck?
Silks.
And then up on top of the
tassel.
That's the one. Uh-huh. Did you raise anything else in the garden? Any of these things that might be yellow and have a crooked neck?
Cucumbers, squash.
Yeah.
Pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
Squash is round. The pumpkins you have, they have two, three different kinds. We had what we call a hard shell pumpkin.
Oh, make jack ladders.
It's a long shape.
Oh.
It was pretty good to bake it.
Uh-huh.
Just leave it in the shell and put it in the stove and bake it.
Uh-huh. How about berries? Did you raise those?
No, we never raised any berries in this country. We've always been able to get all the berries we wanted wild. We have lots of wild blackberries.
Uh-huh.
And you have to raise your strawberries here.
Uh-huh. Raspberries ever raised?
Well, raspberries don't grow in this part of the country. They grow about 50 miles east. You can get all those raspberries you want about 50 miles east.
I just went through the garden books, checking what I want to put in this fall.
Yes. What you want to do and what you do might be different.
That's right. Yeah, my pecan tree died this summer that I put in last fall. We put in a magnolia and that died. Grass is doing well.
Maybe you don't need it. Maybe you don't have a green thumb.
I think mine's just as black as can be. But I want to put in another group of fruit trees. I want to put in a peach. I don't know if I want a champion or a Bell of Georgia, though. And I think I'll put in a pear. I've got a Bartlett. I think I'll put in a Seckle dwarf tree so it doesn't take up the whole backyard.
Yeah.
And I don't know what apple to put in, though. I want to get a dwarf apple.
I'm not too well up on these apples.
I'm not either. I know I want to eat them, but I don't know the names. Did you grow any melons?
Yes, I've got watermelons, mushmelons, cantaloupes and all.
Do they do well here?
Do pretty good, yes.
I know if you go down south, it seems to blossom melons and they're all over.
Yeah.
Every roadside stand. Did your mother do anything in the spring, right in the house? Go out and gather things from the field and bring them in?
Have bouquets, they call
them.
Yeah, they do that quite often.
What did you use for those? Whip pussy willows and things like that?
Well, sometimes.
Uh-huh. Cattails? Anything else?
Yes, I've seen them get cattails.
Anything else?
Got roses and stuff of that kind.
Flowers?
Flowers,
uh-huh.
Well, I don't know the names of these flowers very well.
I don't either. That's my wife's domain.
Well,